Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 12, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on November 11, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 10 securities, of which 2 advanced, 4 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 73,370 shares crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $567,387.95. LJ Williams Limited B was the volume leader, with 49,000 shares changing hands for a value of $53,900, followed by First Caribbean International Bank Limited, with a volume of 16,800 shares being traded for $143,318. Massey Holdings Limited contributed 3,636 shares with a value of $203,826.90, while Scotiabank Trinidad and Tobago Limited added 2,355 shares valued at $140,051.85. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 54 cents to end the day at $41.54. Conversely, First Caribbean International Bank Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 46 cents to close at $8.53. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 416 shares valued at $10,013.12. Cleco Investment Fund remained at $24.07. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.85. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $7.15. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Monday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 2,054.60 points to close at 496,368.63. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 2,272.30 points to close at 547,262.61. The JSE Select Index advanced by 39.90 points to close at 12,932.03. The JSE cross-listed index declined by 0.22 points to close at 98.47. The JSE financial index advanced by 0.49 points to close at 135.30. The JSE manufacturing and distribution index advanced by 0.29 points to close at 97.17. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 37 stocks, of which 17 advanced, 16 declined, and 4 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 33,964,316 units, valued at over $265,890,077.97. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 22,477,372 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 7,006,664 units, and Caribbean Cement Company Limited with 1,023,294 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one traded firm as 160 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $521.60. Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited was the sole trading security at 160 shares at $3.26. Today's financial tip: do I have to charge my entire holdings or only a part of my holding to secure a loan with a financial institution? No, you do not have to charge your entire holdings if the value exceeds your loan amount. When charging your securities for a loan, the number of securities charged is based on the loan amount. If you hold securities in excess of the value of the loan amount, only the equivalent number of shares will be charged. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.